Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Episode 243, tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Sindio?
Yeah.
Alafu vile tulifanyaga episode ya Mr. Nice, mulini enjoy, kuwa nimeongea ya Kiswahili sanifu. But leo itakuwa siku ya kizungu, niko sure tu, yani, kukiwaga na dem, sujuwaga tu. Like, utaanza tu na kiswa, alafu kupeleka.
Accusations.
Yeah?
False. Accusation.
Sasa.
Poor sana.
Yeah, usi struggle na hii lugha yetu. Ukitaka crossover to the other side.
Mimi nisha struggle. Usha niona niki struggle.
Sindio, nisha kutike ku struggle. Yeah. So tukona GK Nyambura.
Boom, 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 boom.
AKA Nyambuzi.
Only because I'm the goat.
Sindio, niona chikigi. No. Nyambuzi. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So, nice. GK is like one of those people wala alifanya ganika filmini mzee. Oja vile nili filmi ni mze. Tulishia. Walai. There's this thing that we went to ya LD, eh?
Yeah.
And then this kid alishuka kwa ma 3 kukuja kukusalimia. Remember that kid? Like some young guy. Alishuka ma 3 and he was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if he had an autograph or something. Made you sign. Alafu na juu, you tell him, mina uze yangu na shindo like, why?
Hey.
Like, yeah. I don't know you like that. Then I was like, oh, damn. I'm old. Kumbe. This is like, ile, because kuna time, there's someone I used to talk to.
Yeah.
After every time I call him, be like, you see, when like GK is talking to these young people, you're talking to, I'm like, okay.
So that's someone explained it to you.
No. This was way before, but I never connected. Till uo kijanande alifanya nikajua like, damn.
Oh, I'm okay. Dealing with the goat. Like, damn. You're dealing with the greatest of all time. Yeah. What can I say?
Okay, so why do you think they connect with you that much? Like the young? Because I was a young dude, not even a young girl.
Yeah, I think because I'm honest.
Yeah.
I don't lie. I don't try to fake anything. Mm. If something is a little messed up, I say it's messed up. Yeah. If something is funny, it's just funny. And also, I think I have like crazy facial expressions.
Yeah.
So many facial expressions.
Mm.
A lot of the times, I don't even have to talk. My face will talk for me.
Okay.
So I think that's what the young people are all about.
Yeah.
Najua, even though watu young, wanataka kuishi.
Acha zako. Yeah. We are not dealing with retarded people.
Kiswahili.
Please,
come on me. Come on to me.
Yeah. So hiyo ilikuwa interesting sana kucheki. After the fact that ilikuwa LD. So I'm thinking in Nairobi has to be worse, ama?
Like, I feel
Nairobi,
like...
Nairobi, can you just hang out without kusumbuliwa kidogo?
Apana. Na si kwa ubaya. Obviously, I love it. It's an appreciation of my art. And I feel like kila sana kitoka kwa nyumba.
Yeah.
I'll meet like 2-3 people who'll be like, oh, GK, you know,
and a good
thing. Yeah, some people say that.
Yeah,
that's the most common thing everyone says. Like, government of Kenya.
Yeah, because that's the first thing that comes to mind to check your GK. What does the GK stand for?
Gladys Kabira Esquire.
Oh, okay.
That's if you were N once, you know. Hey.
So, ulijipataje kwa hii media, like this online thing, like you started it by accident, I mean, you were like, I need to do this. How did this happen?
When I was in high school, I told my friend, you know, I want to go to uni and do something light so that I can focus on being a creator.
Yeah.
I'd be a creative on the side and have uni at the same time.
Okay.
But then I got to uni. It was fucked up.
It
was messed up. The first year, I even like had to change courses.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had to.
Originally?
I was doing BCom so that I can do my art. That was the point. Like, I can do BCom, be like, okay, this is a light course and that's okay. So that I can do content creation on the side. And then I made the mistake of going to a private uni.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was doing 8 units a semester.
Mm.
I was so depressed. Nilikuwa naingia tu hivi student center nasikia kama giza. Giza yemeni. I just feel overwhelmed, you know?
Which uni was this?
Strathmore.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just enter. Okay. I'm doing philosophical anthropology. Mm. I'm doing ethics. Mm. I'm doing so many things. I'm doing calculus.
Mm.
It's first year, first semester. Hey, okay, like, shit. Calculus. Can That's everyone okay. relax?
Mm. Mm.
And that was not the point. Like, I was doing BCom so that I could have something.
Mm.
You know, BCom, from as much as I know in your end, it's a little light.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's lighter.
I don't know, because nikifikiria your light courses, BCom does not come to mind.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, because I think BCom has always been BCom. Because BCom, at your end, it's at lower kabete.
Mm.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
It's not a light course.
It's not, but you know, in your end, you do 3 semesters a year. You did. Yeah. You do 3 units a year, yeah?
Mm.
A semester, sorry. 3 units a semester.
Mm.
And so I was just thinking, oh my God, you know, BCom sounds so enticing. Then again, I was like, what were your N hour graduating? So achatuniende, Strathmore.
Mm.
So I went to Strathmore. I did BCom. I was suffering. Like, I remember I used to go home every weekend and cry to my mother. I'm like, Mom, please.
I'm assuming Strathmore, what is she home?
No. I used to live in Mada.
Oh, you got an apartment.
Is Mada, yeah. From my house, from my parents' house to Mada is far.
Mm, mm.
Yeah, so I had to like...
get an apartment.
Yeah, get an apartment near school.
Mm,
so the trek, let's leave that alone. The whole essence of why I was doing BCom in the first place was lost to me. It was so lost on me because sasa nilikuwa nafanya BCom so that I can... do creation on the side.
Yeah,
but now eight units a semester is crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Why am I doing philosophical anthropology? And
okay, kuna hizo vitu zile, I've never understood why they still teach them. I feel like education needs to evolve.
Yeah.
And because na try to understand Bachelor of Commerce, why do you need anthropology?
You know whatever? What the exam would be like?
Mm.
Who are you? I don't know who the fuck I am. What do you mean, who am I?
Yeah, they'd ask you that.
Mm. Yeah, philosophical anthropology. They're like, so, what is the essence of human? Come on, I don't know the essence of humanity. I'm literally 18. Mm. Leave me alone.
Mm. Okay, you're so good.
Are you? And if you fail that question?
Mm.
You can't fail, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, tell us who you are.
Mm.
But then you have to follow the notes. What they said, so like you have to follow a certain guideline and everything.
Mm.
So it was, you can't so be like,
I'm a subscriber,
I'm a bad bitch. Period.
Yeah,
you can't just say I'm a bad bitch. You have to say,
what are those people called? Voyeur, the people who allow chungulia to it.
Is it voyeur?
You know, voyeur? Like those people who peep, like have even peepholes. You can't actually tell them the truth, you have to tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah,
I was it okay? Apple, like,
sorry.
I'm just here to learn about how I can advance myself through corruption.
I just
want to get rich by all means necessary.
What about procurement?
Yeah. I want to be a tenderpreneur.
Tenderpreneur?
Yeah.
That's not looking too bad right now at this stage of my life, to be honest.
Yeah.
If you have tenders, talk to me nice.
You are too 20s, new Nibamba at this stage in my life. You know, your life has not even started. You know that, right?
What do you mean? This is the trailer. I'm suffering. Why am I suffering on the trailer?
Yeah,
it's not even approved
yet. Trailer ako ata ijamalizwa editing.
Hii trailer yangu haijaeditiwa ata ina correct slide.
Yeah, this is like part of the raw footage. Editor wana nayangalego.
We need some more actors.
Yeah. Now we need more drama.
We need more drama.
You know, I feel like every day I wake up, some shit goes down. Like, I think I need to stay in my house. And sometimes even when I'm just chilling in my bed, some shit has already gone down without me.
What's really funny to me is, I'm here listening to that Barbie experience. Na kuna time lemusikizaga the most ghetto experience ya rapture. So this is so interesting. Like,
this is a Barbie experience.
Yeah, koni ya Barbie experience.
Oh my God, you know when I was in Form 1, they said I was in a clique. And then they were gonna expel me. No, they were gonna suspend me.
Yeah.
They said I was in a clique called Pink Barbies. Mimi atasiji Pink Barbie nini.
Ilikuwa seko gani?
Alliance Girls High School.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, I still have my... I'll show you my school ID. I still have my school ID.
Yeah.
No, please, I have to show it. I was looking so beaten up. What do you mean? Oh, I got this from... I got this from... an anime event.
Oh, okay. You like anime?
No, I don't actually. I was invited.
What wapendi anime? Anime, I think ni animations out of Japan, sindio?
Yeah.
Okay. They just couldn't call them animation. My school I don't know why. ID. Yeah. So, mi unajua vile uko na bonga.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, but when you look at that, I was the prettiest. So can you imagine that?
Okay. It's a bit too. So,
shit.
Yeah, poleni kama lighting imechange, especially kwangu juu melanin wage mekubali kabisa. Alafu, if there's any background noise pia, understand ini, because the show must continue.
The show has to go on.
Yeah, so tulikuwa na GK, what were we talking about? Alliance?
Yes.
Alliance girls.
That's my favorite topic.
Showing us your ID.
That's then, like the last time I passed an exam.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Kwani, utoka na grade again? Alliance? See, Wendo, you brought it up. Let's talk about it.
Why do you not talk about it?
Because you pushed up.
I went to law school. I think that explains.
Okay, so that's an A, Amma.
Close.
A minus.
Close.
See, tuambi A, tuambi A grade.
See, staki kusema, ju, that's like kissing and telling, you know.
Kakuna, exams. You can't write kiss close, without K and S on this KCSE.
Close, very close to an A.
Okay, so that's an A minus. That's good. So, tukotra bonga ji. Oh, Wendo, you brought up Alliance and then baka stima ikapotea. I think.
Wameogopa. Ita wazimamoto.
Yeah, to KPLC wakashinwa ni gani hizi.
Zima yokitu.
Yeah. So, like experience ilikuwaje?
It was so funny. Everything was so funny. You know, I was laughing. Every day. I don't think I ever had a problem, actually.
Yeah,
I was never depressed. The only reason I was depressed was one time my auntie died. And I think that was the first time I got depressed. Like, in his corner, Joanne got depressed. So,
And
I went for a UK trip also, like, around that time. So, me, I'm in London having a grand time, then suddenly I'm crying. I'm like, bro, why are you crying?
Yani, ulko nendaga, holiday London, ukiwa seko. Ushayamka tu kambia your mother, thank you, and your father, thank you, like your parents. Have you just thanked them on a random day? Just call them like.
Yeah, I'm so obsessed with my parents. I told you, I love them. Yeah,
because like this is so interesting. Because the way your childhood is just filled with these foreign trips. I have like someone else who sits on that same seat, and his childhood is just drowned. Like doesn't know where the next meal is coming from. Nene. So, ukizaliwa babi hivo, like...
Misi babi. Gaimbo na mna sae, na mna cough.
Like,
ni cast out.
So, okay, like, babi, kama wewe, what's like the worst day ushai have ile? Like, uko like, oh, I'm broke, oh, I'm poor. What's like the worst that has ever happened, paka you felt poor?
Damn.
Have to think about it. That's you need sign your bab. Sisi wengine na kwa hiyo siku na tukoweza kukula.
Actually, I'm an only child. So for that, I feel like my parents have done the best to with their one child, you know?
Yeah.
So they've put all their focus on me. They love me. They exist for me. Actually, my mom, well, I'll be sad. I'll be crying. I'm like, mom, this stuff is not working out. She's like, shh, you're on air. You need to be home. Come home. Let me cook for you. My parents are the best, actually. I'm so obsessed. Like,
Ian, have you ever been called an heir?
No, you can't. No.
Okay, that could you, how that word is...
Maybe get out of my ear.
Foreign to us. Sasa?
Yeah.
Okay, that could you, how that word is foreign here?
Yeah.
Kuna time we were talking about the same thing with the rapture. And we were talking about inheritance. And he called that alisema heya. Ajakama yeni heya. I was like, hey. How do you know?
That's a song by Andre 3000.
Yeah. She's an heya. I'm a heya, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm a heya. Hey, because actually, you don't know your dad's worth.
Yeah.
When you're growing up.
And this is actually true. Alafu, when Rapture said this, he was not making a joke. You know, Rapture is a comedian.
Excuse me.
He was not making a joke. This was like him just like pronouncing it the best way he knows how. Because there's no inheritance, so why should I know how to pronounce it?
It's even a foreign term.
Yeah. It's like, hey, yeah. Like, okay.
I think we are heyas.
Yeah.
You guys do know what's yours?
No.
You're a heya. Hey.
So you know kitu tunafanya sasa hivi. Like we are trying to now work hard so that at least my daughter can be a heya.
Me too. I think I tried to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to exist as an individual. Because I grew up with my parents. My mom had me when she was 26. My dad had me when he was 27.
Mm.
They're very close in age. So we've grown up together, essentially, you know. I've seen them.
Are you serious?
I've seen them struggle.
Yeah, we've grown up together.
We have. Like, okay, we've not grown up together. I've grown up seeing them grow.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. We've lived everywhere, actually. I've
everywhere in Wapi?
Embu, Nyeri.
Yeah, okay.
Muranga, Nairobi, Mombasa.
Yeah, Mombasa pia.
Yeah.
Okay. Mombasani.
Mombasani.
Okay.
But like work, you know? Mm. Essentially, it's just I've grown up with my mom. Like I've seen her struggle.
Mm.
I've seen her work hard. Mm. I've seen her quit her job, like her government job, and be like, you know what? This is not working. Mm. You know, my mom told me actually one time, I feel like that's Alliance Girls thing. Do you guys believe in manifestation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I manifested it, and so did my mom, because she said she quit her job because she once was chilling with like an Alliance Girls teacher, and she asked how much is school fees, and then she was told 76,000 for just an ordinary term, but when you're joining, you need to pay like 124,000.
Oh, okay.
And my mom was like, what? I can't afford that. And she literally just was like, nah. She was like, my daughter is, because I was very smart, like book smart.
Yeah.
So I grew up book smart. So my parents were very ambitious about how my career was going to go and how I was, you know, school and all of that.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, hey, I can't afford this. So she was just like, you know, I need to find other sources of revenue.
Yeah.
So she quit her 9-to-5, her government job, and she got into real estate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that's how it just kind of all fell into place.
And your dad is also in real estate?
Yeah, both. Oh. It's their company, and both of them are actually like in the educational field.
Mm.
So lecturing.
Mm.
My dad Kiswahili, my mom English.
Mm.
So linguists. And so that's also where I got my languages from.
Yeah, no, that's why you struggle with Swahili. Okay.
My dad was is a Kiswahili lecturer.
Yes, you know, na shindo kwa na struggle na Kiswa hapa.
But I passed.
Yeah, o ile ya siku, ile kuandika. Ile ya
kuandika, I got you.
That's fasihi.
Fasihi.
Na insha.
You know, I'm so good at insha. My compositions and inshas used to be pinned on the class 8 notice board when I was in class 5.
Yeah.
I was a bad bitch.
Okay, ulikuwa? Prime again?
Hey, I went to like, you know, I've been to like 8 schools.
Yeah, because you used to move a lot. Eh?
Yeah, moving. And also my mom was, there's a school I went to, my mom was like, there's no competition. You need to leave. She moved me to like, from like 2 schools. She's like, bruh, how are you number 1 with 470? And she's like, and number 2
but had like, ulikuwa over 500?
It was at 500.
Yeah, number 2 had?
Number 2 is like for 10, for 20. My mom was like, I was actually in class 4 at that time.
Mm.
My mom was like, no, you need to go to like a better, more competitive school. Then I went to New Light. You know New Light?
No. Ikwabi?
Hey, let me tell you.
Mm.
It's in Kayole. There's a Kayole branch. There's a Comarch school branch. So my mom was like, this is where you need to be. That school has 8 streams. And when you get to class 6, one will separate from the boys. Like there's a boys and girls, so 16.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Eh, so that's business. So much money. I remember the CEO and the manager. The director and the CEO were married.
Oh.
So they just pulled up with their Range Rovers, a grey one and a white one. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Karaoke.
Na umetoka kwa nyumba moja. Na kuja na range mbili.
Aya.
Eh, nye watu naishi vizuri hapa Kenya.
No, maana hata mimi naona hii
business. Na hii chuo iko Kayole?
Yeah. What? There was no playground. That's why I'm so unathletic. Mm. There's no playground. Mm. You swim on Thursdays. That's if it's not raining. Mm. It was raining every other moment. So I'm so unathletic and I blame them because there was no playground. Mm.
Mm.
Then we're cramped. We were so many.
Mm.
8 streams. You don't need 8 streams.
So it's 8 streams. Each stream had
like 50 students. Like,
so how many kids were in this school?
So many.
Nah, used to perform well. The school used to do well.
Am I exposing the secrets of the school? They've registered. Okay, so when you pass your exams, you go to New Light, Comarock.
Yeah.
They've registered those two schools as two different schools.
Mm, mm.
So they take the number one of like West. When you fail exams, they take you to Northeast.
Mm. Mm.
When you pass, you're in South.
Mm.
So when you, they take like the number ones,
mm.
and then they take them to Comarock.
Mm.
And then they teach them that.
Mm.
If you fail, you're taken back to Kayole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's not good.
In fact, when you're in South and you fail, like, mm. yeah, there was South, East, West, North, and Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
They, when you fail from South, you're taken to like East. If you keep failing, they take you to West, Northeast. It's actually like capitalism for real. That was my first experience with capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest.
Because they do that so that zile average kitokea za chuo mpwe, you're up there. Oh, okay.
That's why New Light is always so up top.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So, New Light ndoli, maliza class 8?
No.
Okay.
Then, I went to boarding school because I was like, my cousin went to Mount Kenya Academy and I was like, Mom, you have to take me to boarding school.
Mm.
So, I went to boarding school in Nyeri. For 2 years. I went in class 7, third term.
Mm.
That was like the grandest time of my life. In fact, I still have friends from that time.
Mm.
One of them is an influencer, actually, but she's a hair and beauty influencer.
Mm. Anaitwa?
Selma Kendeka. Selma Minor.
Mm. Okay.
Selma.
Okay.
You can go check her out. Yeah, she's so good.
Mm.
I also have my very close friend, Erica. I also have my other friend called Melissa and my other one called Marion. I have so many friends from that time.
Okay. Okay.
But I also felt like we were such, like, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, what any girls?
Mm.
So, like, I feel like it's a very good school for girls.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know about the men, but the girls, the girls are doing so good.
Used to, you know, going to kick us up. What, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah, girls. You know, actually,
and there are dudes in that
do you know how crazy it is?
Mm.
Yeah, everyone I just mentioned was like number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, yeah.
When we, every Friday, we do exams every week. Yeah. Every Friday at parade, the class 8s are lined up. So 400 make a line at the front, then the rest, like you make a line in terms of like your number, and then they make us like a semicircle of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you failed an exam, 100% everyone sees you. Like, that's so
shaming.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
Because these are very young kids. And you know, like, later in life when you learn about, like, there are kids who don't pass in primary, but they become very good in high school.
In high school, yeah.
Some kids, primary wako sawa, high school they struggle.
Yeah.
So it's, you can't shame kids like that. That's not
bad. That's actually so bad. Yeah, that's one of those things I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Jesus said,
let there be light. It's not Jesus, love.
Okay, it's not Jesus. Okay, Ian, just check.
Jesus
and
ain't
see
never
the picture.
Said, let there be light.
Let's. Poleni for that commercial break. But before the commercial break, yeah, Sisi now adjusting back to our normal lights. Tuko tunaongea na GK. Apa juya, blenlisema, Jesus said, let there be light. And this is a very simple explanation. You need to understand your Bible. God is the Trinity. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means if God said, let there be light, it's Jesus who said, let there be light.
Okay, did God say, he who is the first to cast a stone? Let he who is without sin be first to cast a stone?
Yeah, like God, like, do you know how God
okay,
God is?
Okay, but specify, God is the three, yeah?
Yeah,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
But who said, let there be light?
It's still Jesus because he's God, and Jesus is God. See, Jesus is the Father, and he's still the Son at the same time.
God that means damn. That's why I've not been to church since 2020.
Do you know what's even more mysterious?
Yeah.
God impregnated his own mother and then gave birth to himself.
God damn.
You see?
Let's not get into it.
He's mysterious. Okay. So, but you see how ridiculous the whole thing is.
Because even liberals would fancy hearing that, you know, Jesus had two dads.
Yeah. Damn. Himself
daddy.
and
he's in his own daddy.
Yeah. Like damn. Okay, lakini what are you talking about? So light imekuwa ikipotea before hata GK afike imekuwa ikinini, but it's one of those days. Imefanya at least tumetest our power backup. So mtatuambia kama the picture still looked good or it looks super different.
Did I still look like a bad bitch?
So tukunongeja Alliance your time. Azizi Seko, the Primo, the Mount Kenya Academy.
The lining people up and the curve. Yeah.
That used to happen at Mount Kenya Academy.
No, I was not in Mount Kenya. That was my cousin in Mount Kenya.
Yeah.
I went to a school called Brookfield.
Oh, the boarding was Brookfield?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, you copy?
Brookfield in Nyeri.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I feel like after a while, do you know there was a time I was in class and then he said, is this the right avenue to say this?
Yeah. This is Ikonene.
My teacher was a pedo.
Okay.
Because he hit on me. I don't know about other people, but everyone saw, like, all my classmates know that for a really long time, my teacher hit on me. And
this time you are what age?
13, 12.
Shit.
Okay.
Stop.
And this is the reason why Musa Maku, raising a daughter is hard. Because now you have to worry about that. Akiwa chua, you go safe. Akiwa home, you go safe. Akiwa streets, you go. It's a lot. Okay. So?
So there was a classmate of mine, his name was Karita. His name was Karita. So my teacher asked him, Karita, what do you want to get when you finish? Like, what do you want to get in KCP? And then he said 400 plus. He was beaten. When I say beaten, I mean to a pulp. Like,
and that this boy is a private school. Beaten.
Yeah.
Like unalipa.
Do you know, I told my mom also, like, I had an altercation with that dorm keeper. My mom came to school, she's like, did I bring my daughter to a military camp? My mom was mad. But like, not every parent is gonna be like pissed about things like that. Actually, some parents at that time were probably like happy. So Karita was really beaten for saying he wanted 400 and above, sorry, not 400 bob. And just thinking about that now, it's so fucked up. It's like asking you, what do you dream of? What did you want him to say? 200. So you can be happy. Like, what did you want Karita to say? And what is the correct answer? It's asking about, like, it's wishful thinking, you know? So now expecting him to be, well, he was beaten. And now when I think about that, I'm just like, yeah, primary school was kind of messed up.
Yeah, because, and then that's the one thing Ilen Mekwan try to understand about private schools in Kenya. Like, private schools in other places in Akwaga, the places for
bougie.
Yes, and that full education.
Yeah.
And that full education comes with, it's okay to make a mistake.
Yeah.
Then when someone pays you to beat their kids, that does not make sense to me.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. Okay. So, but happened to Malaysia class 8.
Yeah.
So when you're saying, like, Alikona hit on you, like, what used to happen?
There's a time he sat next to me. He told me to, like, move over on my seat. You know those wooden seats that people sit on in primary? Yeah. He told me to, like, move over. He sat, and then when he was sitting, he, like, did this to my thigh. And then he, like, stopped here. And then he sat. He had a nickname for me. He used to call me Johari. So, like, all the time during his class for, like, 2 years, he just called me Johari, which means pearl. He had a habit of slapping people, but when I joined the school, he promised me never to hit. Like, he said, actually, in class, like, Johari, siezi, I can never slap you, yeah? So, in class 8, I remember I failed. And I say failed in quotes because I got a 42. And then I was second.
Yeah.
So he beats me up. He's like, Johari, we're the ones who were expecting you guys to go to Alliance and Loreto Limuru, and you're here failing. Okay, fine. He's a teacher. And that's okay to say. But then he, you know, in primary, we used to read and then put books on top of each other at the front of the desk.
Yeah.
So I had a pile of books and he came. My glasses were actually on top. I had removed my glasses and put them there. He came and like dropped all my books. Then he almost hit me. Like he did this. He was going to hit me. He was going to slap me. Yeah? And then he didn't. So, and he beat me actually. He beat me, but he didn't slap me. Yeah. And so now, that was class 8. From class 7, he'd promised that he'd never slap me. It kind of became like a toxic relationship, you know? Because the next day he brought me like soda and he was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But you see, I didn't slap you. I promised you I'd never slap you.
Oh, but I beat you.
I didn't slap you. Yeah. So it's.
And how old was he?
Very old. Very old.
Like how old are we talking?
I could say 12. Somewhere like I could say he was like 30, 40, 30, 35, probably. Yeah, let's go with 35.
Damn.
Anyway, I passed the subject. That's all that matters apparently.
See. The fact that you don't know if he's still at the same school.
No, he isn't.
Because, you know, pedophilia, I don't think it just stops.
It doesn't. Also, you know.
Like 12.
It was like a culture, you know. You'd come and then he'd be like, he had a wife in class. He had me. He had that girl who I just told you I was is an influencer. He'd call us his wives. He had a daughter who's one of my friends, Erica. I told you. He'd call Erica. Erica is really small and tiny. Yeah. He'd come carry her in class, be like, Toto. He'd call her Toto. Be like, yeah, this is my baby, Toto. And so Erica was like Selma's kid. And I was like the second wife because I joined in class 7. It was a crazy.
So
and the thing is, we all knew and accepted it because it was the culture. In class 8, when I was in class 7, he had a wife. Her name was Joy, yeah. And Joy got a 380, which is not a bad mark, you know. But at that time, he was like Johari. Melissa, Marion, Erica, Selma, you guys, you have to pass, like super pass, yeah. Because like all the girls, all who I just mentioned were really smart, yeah. And when I got to class 8, he'd be like, you'll be like Joy. And it was a bad thing. But Joy is so smart. Joy is actually doing medicine right now. She's like a doctor. So just because she slipped a little, which she was so devastated about, by the way, you know, because the whole thing was you have to get 400 and above. But just being in class 8 and him telling me, you're going to end up just like Joy. It's not a bad thing. I love Joy. Joy was my friend. I love Joy. But him saying it, he's trying to make it sound like a bad thing.
Wow. That's scary. That's truly scary. Because now you never know. So now in hindsight, at what age do you think like parents need to talk to their kids about that? Like things to look out for that they have to come and tell their parents that if this happens at school, come tell me.
Definitely class 4. Class 4 is when I did CRE when they taught us about adolescence. So that's when I was mature enough, aware enough to be like, oh, boobs. Oh, hair.
Class 4, you are how old? 10 or 9?
9.
Okay.
Yeah. So be like, oh, boobs. Oh, you know, growth, height, voice. You know, that's when they taught us in CRE. So I was like, oh, this is a change because adolescence. And then class 5, you're taught in science. Now you learn about like adolescence and all of that. Then class 6 is like the reproductive system. So between class 4 and class 6, you need to literally engage your kids, talk to them, be there for them and make it a very safe space for them to come and tell you. I remember crying to my mom because my estate boys were saying, Nyamburana Kim, Nyamburana Kim. I was like, I don't want Kim, mom. What is this? You know? Like, I felt safe enough to be like, mom,
what's Kim?
Where are the kids?
My name's Zay.
Kim is a name.
Kim, yeah, it's a person.
Kim had a crush on me in my estate, yeah, and he told the boys. Then the boys all told, like, they all told the girls. So now it was like, Kim has, I remember even some day they fought over me, and I was like, Walai? now is when I'm like, walai. Then I was so disgusted. I want to finish. I want to go to Alliance. I need to finish school.
Which was a good thing.
Ah, it was. But now it's just so funny. Okay, I wish I was like that in uni.
Yeah, but
actually, I've been new niggas and shit. I should have just kept up the spirit. I'm so weak in the knees, man.
Pole. Okay. Damn, you used to react. Yeah. It actually scared me.
That's actually not where it stopped. When I got to Form 2, actually, there was a teacher who hit on me. And
this is now Alliance.
Also, gosh, is this an expose?
This is Econ, and we talk about it. So, at Alliance Sphere? Damn.
I think there's just one bad seed, you know? Mm. It's just one lecture, like one teacher.
But you know, inafakua that one bad seed and exist, juchu enye haija come out ikasema this and this, like this should never happen.
Sure, anyway, and I'm glorified actually. So that's how he feels like. That's why he feels like he can do that, you know?
Because true enough, like this is...
I actually told, like, I texted one of my teachers because we were close. And I was like, oh, did you know when I was in Form 2, this and that teacher said that he had a crush on me.
Mm.
And then she was like, oh, have you told your mother? Like telling my mom was a real problem because my mom fire. My mom. I told you when I had an issue with the dorm keeper, my mom came to school. She's like, I'm mad. I'm so mad. Did I bring my daughter to a military camp?
And it's supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be that way.
So she was just like, did you tell your mother? I said no. And then she was like, okay. And it's never been addressed. I feel like the teacher is still there.
Because maybe you can lose a kid flani. People might take this is weird, but I feel like just girl school should just have girl teachers.
I feel the same way. That
keep power. There's always going to be like.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Yeah.
Because right now, when I look back, some primary, like kunajua chicks si lazima ange, but of course caning was illegal. But back in the days was even.
And it still happened. It was illegal because even
her.
Hitting your ass.
Yeah.
I was beat in high school.
No, I'm saying like in primo.
Yeah, in primary though.
Yeah, but not in primo when you're in like 6, 7.
Yeah.
Because I was like telling, you know, young girls of which side you're trying to be. Now that adolescence and those changes you're talking about.
Yeah.
Then kuambia turn and then receiving whips go back.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is, but seems wrong. Because there are teachers when you only go strictly for
your hands.
For the hands. Yeah. And since we used to.
Get strokes to the ass.
Of which side, you had a boy child. You don't know other intentions. Getting off on that.
That's crazy, actually.
Let me take a break.
See me after this. Show me your bruises.
Scary.
I had him.
Show me your bruises. And then let me apply cream. And then.
Did they have
he gets what? He gets what? So, I think kuna hizo vitu zina need kunenewa. Like, a lot has changed, and I don't think education has changed fast enough. I don't know if that makes sense.
I feel like it does. Yeah, because I'm proof. And also, like, just because I turned out fine doesn't mean... there should be no change. I'm not trying to name and shame or anything. I'm just simply, and if you find yourself being upset that I've said something like that, then you should be upset at the act, not me. I was simply a helpless child at that time, and now that I have a voice, you shouldn't be mad that I have a voice. I walked my way up here, and so if I say something and it's impactful, then that's really good, don't you think? Because they're not doing anything about it. Someone has to. I wouldn't take my daughter there for sure, because I'd be like, that's not a safe space.
Wapi sasa at Alliance
hiyo itakuwa ngori kama nataka kuenda nitakuwa. Is there a day school? Alliance, there's no day school.
I think tu niyo tu ya if we've to me I'm toy akuwe honest kabisa, ile like just tell me this is not your mistake, if this happens let me know. I think hata such a space bado mtu anaweza aenda acheki. But
come on, tell my mom. I know my mom will be like, I didn't tell anyone when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
if anything, at that time, I felt like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're a teenage girl.
Yeah, I am a teenage girl. That's the problem. Like,
that
I've allowed it. Like, I'm like, okay, this is not so bad. He's not touched me or anything.
Yeah.
So,
favorism.
Yeah. I'm just like, plus the school holds him in such high esteem. It's like, oh, you like me?
In him, how old was he?
I think 40.
Damn. Kusoja ita miyote na nangoja kusikia. You say like it's like someone who's just come from campus.
Yeah.
Ama is a trainee. Kuna wala ma trainees?
Yeah,
22, 21. Yes, like those ones, coming to think of it also, that it's too young to go to such a school.
Yeah.
Unajibu? Like with time,
you build your way up.
Yes. So come to learn vitu mob, zile unaonaga like uliko natoka chuo, ukiwa form 4, sindio? When you're in form 4, unakati academic or form 1, sindio? Then unatoka chuo. Now you're 19. Then I'm in the form 2. If you're talking, you continue talking. You know, now it's a crime.
Like before, you have to cut all ties.
Yes, before it was not a crime because mlikuwa seko tunge justify. You see, but now the more anapanda juu, bado yeye yuko chuo na huko nje, so it's becoming turning a into problem. A crime. So you see,
and
now,
and na sahi relationships, they are intimate.
Yeah.
First of all, let me even talk about this. I'm so mad. I'm so fucking mad about someone who posted the. A teenager, an underage girl, and a boy online.
I saw that.
I was so mad because, like, it is, that's Gen Alpha, senior. Like, they're literally kids, and the things that we've given them, which is the internet, comes with the goods and the bad.
So
there's a good, there's a pro, and there's a con, and just that even. Reputable pages, not reputable actually, like you're not reputable if you're reposting shit like that, but I actually dare you to post that shit on Instagram, have your page go. They're reposting it on their Twitter pages.
I think
these are children.
Kuna jingal kuna post to punish the dad. I remember looking at that and I was like, this is some dumb shit.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
These are little kids. They don't know like a lot
better.
Of shit. I do a lot of shit. Yeah. And then you're there doing that. So I saw that.
That was so upsetting because I was like, you know, a lot of my friends, actually a lot of people who I grew up with started exploring things like that when they were that age. Can you imagine if everyone had like a tape out? That's insanity. And you know, the avenue you've opened, the can of worms you've opened their way for pedos and like people who are sick in the mind to approach them now. And now they feel so unsafe, it will feel like a safe space for them. That was so messed up. Like, shame on you, honestly. Actually, I don't even give a fuck if you're the if you're a child who posted that. You're sick in the mind.
It's not a child. It's normally adults. And as they said, they posted it to punish the dad because that's why they were writing. I'm like,
what the hell does that have to? I was so mad.
I'm like, the establishment, I just,
you know, actually,
those security guards, you know, they need to be fired.
Yeah, they need to be fired. Yeah. Because if you find such kids, because
you find that
Mimi. The funny thing about it is, if you had to ask me what those kids were doing, they were most probably just kissing.
Yeah, or cuddling.
So, you know, for
they're
them,
just being teens.
From Toi.
Just being teens.
Yeah, Mtoi ka huyo, akienda place kayo even kissing, ni kitu lazima haikuwa cho. Si lazima ikuwe. Because hakupatikana wakiwa naked or anything. But
they
the
were
way
dressed.
Wali treatiwa wananini, that was not good.
Naming and shaming on the internet because of our kids.
But you remember ile time nikikwambia, like, in a time Stima ilipotea when we were like doing the whole setup of the power backup thing, and I was telling you the way I feel like growing up
right now is our con.
Yes, because there's no privacy. Like, every part of your life is documented, and since we grow up, yes, we lacked, like, right now there's a lot of economic opportunities, but privacy is gone. And I feel like privacy
is a valuable thing someone that age.
Mm-hmm. Even at whatever age, you need some level of privacy. Some sense of
privacy, yeah.
Like, I need to be able to do two things without everyone.
I don't know, even at my age, if I went to a club and I was like making out with this nigga or someone, I'll be recorded and I'll be trending. Yeah. some shit's just gonna go down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometime, I even remember when I used to live in Kwetu.
Yeah, yeah.
I lived in Kwetu for a year.
Kwetu, Iganio?
Kwetu hostels.
Mm. Okay, I don't think
the most overpriced, unnecessary thing in the world.
Mm, mm.
There are many branches. There's one in Kilimani. Mm. Is it Kilimani or it's like Halingam actually?
Mm, mm.
There's one in Raraka. There's one in Juja. A single room. Mm. I used to pay 23,500.
Mm.
They give you a bed. It's really tiny. Actually, this is huge.
Mm.
It's like half of this.
Mm.
Mm.
So you have a bathroom. You're given an electric cooker, an induction one, the one that you can cook one thing at a time.
Mm.
You're given a fridge, a microwave, a bed, a couch, and a study table.
Okay.
And there's security.
Mm.
But 23,500.
Mm.
And I've had it increased. That was 2020, 2021, So now I think... Guys, just get your own like little thing going on so you can own your own shit, you know.
Mm.
Anyway, so when I lived there, what was I saying?
Privacy. We're talking about privacy. Like how important privacy is.
Mm, like you go to a club and
recorded. That was when that was the year after I became famous, So the next year when I was living by myself, I'd just be chilling in the cafeteria and someone would send me a DM of a picture of me. Like I open my phone, I'm like, this is me, bro. Like,
I'm a pig too.
I'm any pig picture many to me. Do you know how crazy that is? I'm like, what the actual fuck?
Mm.
Just come say hi or something. What do you mean? Yes. Now I feel like I'm not safe.
Yeah, well, Samasaizi, that's the one thing I don't like about right now. It's the fact that there's no privacy. So you don't have a private life. And like, watoi, you at least kuna vitu may change when you are older. Now, sisi tuna deal like with very little kids and you're just scared because you're like, this kid will never have
God, the privacy. So everything of them, well.
Itakuwa, it's documented and it's what. Yeah. And then, unakuja kwa history ingine ilona, na kuja kwako alafu naniambia 40-year-old teachers wanabonga na watu wako kuzunacheki
yo... And that was 2013. I know sure now is crazy.
Yeah, because at 40, like, this is what happens to the male body. Yeah? There is that time where we are very hypersexual. I don't know if that's the word to use. Like, tukiingia dole, sisi inakuwaga crazy. So a dole till around, I'd say, 24. But a dole... till 21 it's a bad kabisa. From 21 to 24 hapo unaanza ku relax then later in life, like by the time unafika 40, it's not an issue
bad like that.
Najua it's zile za I feel like older women are more fascinated na sex than sisi. Okay, at least for me mufili
for sure, because I feel like they also didn't explore.
Explore suna cheki. So ukiniambia kuna mtu uko 40 anatry kunini mtu huyu anini, I'm like, what the hell? What are you, like, in your 20s, ulikuwa unafanya nini ile huku get this whatever out of your system, like this cook, whatever. That's why now, mimi, with that, najua watoi, like, anyone under 20, like, a man under 21, 22 hapo, siwezi mtaka next to a girl's school. I know. Najua ile, like, better. So, ni better safe than sorry.
Yeah, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I'd not want that. That's crazy.
That was actually insane. Mm-hmm. And it's only after I left that I was like, oh, you know, he hit on me like all of form two, and then form three, he just left me alone. Mm. So like for a while, I was like, God, did I do something? Am I less attractive? Did I gain weight? Is something the matter? I shouldn't be thinking that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the matter. Like, that's the problem. I shouldn't be thinking, oh my God, why did he stop? What's going on? But like, it is what it is.
Secret life of a teenage girl.
Secret life of a teenage girl.
There was a series like that.
The secret there was. Life of a-
Am I the Secret Life of a Teenager? Yes, there's a whole series.
I just know the American Secret series. Life of Pets.
Yeah, kuna Secret Life of Nene. Yeah, okay.
Does it have three teenagers whose lives they follow?
I don't know who they follow.
Okay.
So in the Alliance, then after Alliance, lakini ulimaliza hapo, si ndio? Yeah, then now went to Campo.
Yeah, I went to Compass. Mm. I went to Strathmore. I already explained that.
How was Strathmore? Because Strathmore, I feel like...
darkness. A darkness.
Like, because if you're telling me how to dress, how to what, that's a secondary school.
You know, they took back a lecturer to, like, to go home because he hadn't combed his hair.
Yeah.
A lecturer. There are fashion cops, like, at the entrance and everything. So you have to come... You're dressed correctly, actually. You're not dressed correctly. I'm definitely not dressed correctly. There was a time I was wearing a skirt. Trust me, it looked like a fake ankle. I get to the door, they're like, skirt should not be figure hugging. I'm like, bro, which figure are you talking about? What do you mean? A skirt should not be figure hugging. Skirt in a figure hapa, unaniambia na figure hug.
So you can Rudy?
Yeah, I had to go buy pants in Nairobi West. Because I wasn't going to go home. My house was so far. My mom was like, just go buy pants and just go back. It's like, okay, cool.
Okay. Damn. Because Strathmore, I always look at it and I'm like, because kuna Strath, I think we must get the same thing about Daystar.
Yeah, I wouldn't be having piercings. Yeah. You have to remove apparent, even your tongue. You can't even have a septum.
What time ask you?
Masculine ni sawa, but you can't have a septum, you can't have nose rings, you can't have a tongue piercing, anything on your face that's a piercing.
Oh, septum ni gani?
Hapa. Bull ring.
Bull ring. Oh,
okay.
Kwa afikia mwafu anajua.
Yo, yeah, you're gonna do it.
This part is called a septum.
So, Strathulika for how long?
A year. Then I was like, oh! It's not looking good, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
So I left and then I was like, what? I've always wanted to be a judge. So I just went to UN, which is where I'd been called, actually. So I had to go and reapply, got accepted, started classes. I was doing evening classes. Sorry, I have a homer if you hear
me. Yeah, tuniske, but tunelewa.
I have evening classes at this point. So I have a class a day. On weekdays, and then two classes on Saturday, and I only had class from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. and so that really worked out for me, to be honest, because now I had the whole day. So I did accounting. I did accounting, and then I also started content creation. But then my parents were so strict at that time, like, we were not on good terms. I remember at some point in 2020, my mom said, if you post another YouTube video, I'm going to disown you. Then I was like, shorty, because of a video, come on. And then I left home. left home for a while.
Is all original YouTube videos? What
for
are
just
you talking
a
about?
Week.
Huh? What are you talking about on your original YouTube
videos? I was giving story times, no cursing. I was so innocent. But I was literally so calm. But I remember that was the time when I was just starting. My mom was afraid. Like, now that we've grown, my mom and I, my parents and I, my mom has made me know what her problems were at the time. And she's explained that she was just really scared that, you know, I asked her before I started a YouTube channel, like, mommy, can I open a YouTube channel? And then she's like, yeah, but you need to, like, be educational, you need to teach that the other and the other. And I was like, okay, cool, fine, I'm gonna do that. She's like, okay. I think she expected me to have like 300 subscribers for a while. Then I got 25,000 in a week.
In a week?
Yeah.
Damn, you only story gani ulipatia na hii?
Nichukua unirarue basi.
Yeah.
It was a meme. It was so viral. I had 25,000 subscribers in a short while. My mom was like, so now she's panicking.
Yeah, yeah.
But then at that time, it was anger to me. So she's like, her panic is being let out as anger. I was like, why is my mom so mad? This is a good thing, you know. But she was so pissed, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what you...
See, hii story tupatia kwa tu ajaisikia. What was the story about? Was it sexual?
No.
Yeah.
It was about school. I was talking about high school and how I got caught reading someone's diary
okay.
during career day. And okay. my teacher was just there like, oh, Wagwan, come. Like, he called me from a distance. Then I went. And he's like, no, come back with that book.
Mm.
So I was like crying to him. Mm. He was like, who's your mother? Give me your mother's number. I'm like panicking. I'm crying. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not a bad person. Mm.
Mm.
And he was like, I've not said you're a bad person. I just want your mother's number. So I'm crying. And then I was like, bruh, please don't call my mama Taniwa. Like, just do whatever you want with me. Like, nichukoni rarue basi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it came. Like, do with me what you will, but don't tell my mom.
Mm.
That was what I meant. And then, so, the Nichukuri Rarwe Basi was made into a meme.
Mm.
And people are like, ati demi yako akiniona nimetoka kwa baba shop.
Yeah. Oh.
Nichukuri Rarwe Basi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's why, like, you vile umesema hivyo nikajulta kwa ni kitu. Like, it sounded like...
sexual. Yeah, it really wasn't.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. Yeah. So my mom was like, she had her reservations.
Mm.
She didn't expect it to grow as much as it did. And so we had a lot of bumping with each other, you know,
because
I'd even give her a story like, yeah, guys, I'm depressed. And then my mom was like, why are you depressed? What's wrong with you? You know, all of that. But then after a while, my mom was just, she relaxed. She, my mom and dad both relaxed.
Yeah.
They, we all had therapy. We were now best friends. I love them beyond life itself.
Sonatikile nkota kwambia suwezo ubabi kama we had therapy. Sisi inoje inakuanga like a silent treatment, then eventually
after mongea. After a while you're like,
Family continues. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Okay. Na kwani uliacha kupost like on, what is it called?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome is killing me. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm.
Imposter syndrome is killing my ass.
Yeah.
Hey, I was also giving myself some time to heal. I was going through something. So I think any time now I'll be back, but I've been thinking about it for a really long time. I keep postponing it.
Yeah.
And also that I feel pressure. You know, I also don't watch YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I feel every time I open YouTube, it's become like overwhelming. I'm like, oh shit. You guys, this is what you guys are doing now. Okay. You know, it's grown. People are bigger and doing so well and all of that. And I was just being myself, just a phone, me behind it, talking my shit, living my life. Mm. And now it's like, oh, fuck, I need to care about production and all of that and everything, you know. But I feel like that's still something I don't want to change.
Yeah.
I just want to make videos with my phone in my room. Yeah. I feel like that was the real, that's what I wanted to do in the first place.
I ended up being, because that time when you target how many subscribers in how long? Because normally someone who has that, those targets, I want 1,000 in this, I want 10,000 in this. You only put out like 25,000 in one day. That was crazy, isn't it?
I actually was sleeping. I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck, 10K, you guys. Then I sleep. I wake up. I'm like, 20K? It was so...
Ilkual katikati ya COVID, eh?
COVID, yeah.
Okay. Because people had time.
People really did have time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like people actually like me.
Yeah.
I'm not the worst person.
Yeah.
Because this is my Instagram page,
and
people keep following me back. My Instagram is less than a year old. It's actually 9 months old.
And what happened to the others?
I keep getting banned. I'm too foul, apparently.
Yeah.
The first one I got banned because I posted someone's number. The second one I got banned because I was told when I called Meta, they said I was impersonating someone. I was like, I can't be that good at playing myself. I can't be that good at being me. You thought it wasn't me. And they wouldn't give it back. Like, it's gone.
Because the same thing happened to Rapture. Like, he lost his Facebook page kimchezo to Meta they look like they're full of shit.
You can't reach them even. Did you know Instagram has no like contact support? Yeah, like when you call it goes to Meta. It there's no Instagram support. Once it's gone, it's gone.
It's just instant.
I just wake up, you see that recapture thing, are you a bot? I'm like, nah. Once you feel that, gone.
Oh, damn. Okay. Now, will you post number nine?
My ex.
Umoke?
Yeah.
Oh, kwani?
He's a pedophile. Yeah.
When you say, yeah, ni pedo, alifanya nini?
Having sex with underage children.
Ulimshika naye?
No, I have like audio evidence. He also it's a longer story, man. Let's not even get into it, you know.
Because your video, of course, it went viral, and that time you know just kwa nakujua, but kwa nashindwa like, hey, I'm a damn excuse me, sir, how the value that they have, because I feel like girls, the way it came
that's
across,
so crazy,
like you're fighting
like,
for a dude.
People think I'm screaming for him. That's I was literally facing the gate. I'm screaming at the watchman because he wouldn't let me leave. Like, why would you say he lived on the second floor? If I was screaming for him, I'd be outside his door. No.
Okay.
The nigga should be in jail, though. I still have my reservations with that.
Ulimpata na that person ama?
It's not even one. It's two. That's the thing. Like you know, one, you can maybe she lied to you about her age. Two, and you know she's in high school. That's fucked up. You're a fucked up nigga.
Okay.
You're fucked up. You're a fucked up man.
Okay. Yeah, cause kulikuwa na drama. When was that drama? Last year, ma? The year before?
Last year.
Okay. Any regrets?